Now, if everything had worked like a well-oiled machine, you'd all have a Christingle kit by now, which you'll need in a few minutes. And the kit actually consists of an orange and a bag with things in it. So don't eat the orange, please. Not yet. Now, I wonder if any of the children are looking forward to Christmas. Yes? Yes, you are? Yeah, you're looking forward to Christmas. Right. Would you, if you'd like to come a bit nearer, I don't have to use my ancient legs to walk around. Well done. What are you looking forward to? Opening your presents. Okay, are you looking forward to opening your presents?
Yeah.
And are you, hello, he's walking away from me. Are you looking forward to opening your presents?
Yeah.
What are you hoping for? The dangerous question, this, yes. What are you hoping for? He needs a bit of time to think. What are you hoping for?
Things I asked for.
Things you asked for, yes. Well, that's a good question. Yeah. What did you ask for?
A number of things.
Well, you're not going to get anywhere, are you? Hello, Dick. Now, this young lady yesterday went to Lapland and saw Father Christmas and went on a sleigh with huskies and reindeer and everything, didn't you? And was it lovely?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And are you really excited now about Christmas?
Yes.
Can you see? You're excited about Christmas.
I got a present from Father Christmas.
What did you get?
I don't know yet.
You haven't unwrapped it yet. But that was a lovely time, wasn't it? You don't look very happy, do you? You're all right, you're all right. If I was to ask the grown-ups, of course, if they were looking forward to Christmas and excited, we might get a slightly different answer, because Christmas, I think, is a lot of worry for some adults. I don't know whether you have seen the Argos television advert, which sort of says, Argos brings you sale prices when you most need them. And then it shows a series of events of a woman looking very miserable, trying to get an enormous turkey into a little oven. And of course, it wasn't going to be able to be cooked. And then a great plate of the most enormous Brussels sprouts you've ever seen. Far bigger than this. You like Brussels sprouts? That one. You love them. I think. But the plate is being passed around the table, piled high, and everybody is passing it on, not taking any, looking utterly miserable. And then there's a man trying to sort out the Christmas decorations, which are hopelessly tangled, and he's looking miserable. There's a man, I don't know why it's a man, perhaps we're incompetent, he's got this tennis racket and this wrapping paper, and he says, and he's making a total pig's ear of it. You know, I can wrap things that are oblong or square, but tennis racket would be hopeless. And then there's a knock on the door, and it's the distant relatives come, and they look as if they're going to ruin everything. And everybody's looking miserable. Everybody's looking miserable, and the message is that Argos will get everything right for you. But being serious, relates and the Samaritans have more phone calls at Christmas time than any other, because people feel they ought to be wonderfully happy and end up getting stressed and wonder why it's not the wonderful time it should be. Now, our readings, if you listen very carefully to them, our readings say that we should be glad and happy. In Zephaniah, you could turn to it, of course, immediately in your Bibles, without looking in the reference. You know, he says, rejoice, shout and sing. Would you like to shout and sing? I don't think we're better in here, but it sounds rather like a party. And he says we should do that because God is with us. And he invites and brings in the lame and the outcast. And that's wonderful news. And in Philippians, Paul says, rejoice. The same word again. In fact, he says, rejoice always, all the time, and God's peace, which is beyond our understanding. Just think of that. Something beyond you can understand will keep us. So that's tremendous. Now, John the Baptist in the Luke reading has some fairly nasty things to say. But despite that, lots of people go to him and ask him how they should live. And he says, be honest. But then he says, and have you thought of this? Someone greater than him is coming whose shoes he isn't fit to lace up. Just imagine someone whose shoes you weren't fit to lace up. It might be the Queen or somebody like that. Somebody very, very important. And he's pointing pointing us? He's pointing us to God coming in Jesus. And says, all three readings, we should be glad because of that. And you know, the Christingle, we're going to think about now, is a wonderful sign of why we should be glad. And it asks us a few questions as well. Now, you've got your kit. Wendy Ryder was very kind and sort of made us a slightly bigger one. This is resting on a cash sorter outer. Don't worry about that. Now, children, I need your help. Children, brownies, any children? Max, do you want to come and prompt them? You don't? You're all right. Now then. Thank you, Wendy, for this. Now, who can tell me, under the age of, 12, what this round thing stands for? Yes? You'd be forgotten. What does it stand for? It stands for the world, actually. Not saying the world is orange, but at least it... Actually, one of the ads is the world is orange, isn't it? Yes, I forgot that. Mustn't advertise, though. Naughty. But, no, that's the world. Now, you're going... Now, who's got the sticks? Who's got the sticks? Because we're going to stick... How many have we got in all? One. All right, it does stick. Two. I'm getting good at this. Would you like to stick that in, save me? Three. But we better put this one round there. Four. Four sticks. Do you know what they are? What they stand for? Who knows what these four stand for? Do you know? Hello, dear. Do you know? Yes? Four seasons. Do you know what the four seasons are?
Yeah. Summer,
winter, autumn, and spring. Don't, you shouldn't be rustling yet. But don't worry, you shouldn't be rustling. I can hear you. Now, and these have got sweets on.
Sweets.
Do you know, what do they represent? The sweets and the four sticks. Who knows of the congregation? Fruits of the earth, all the good things on the earth. The food we eat, the fish we eat, the lovely scenery. Do you like the seaside? Yeah, and everything that's beautiful about the earth. And do you know, there was a man who wrote a psalm who said the earth and everything in it belongs to God. And that's wonderful news. We should be glad about that. And bearing in mind, though, what's going on in Copenhagen at the moment, we need to be aware that we're not actually, since it belongs to God and we're looking after it for him, we're not perhaps doing such a good job as we ought to. Anyway, that's something to think about. But the earth and us belong to God. Now then, round the middle, there is a red band. A red band, and this is what? Yes, the blood of Jesus shed on the cross. And it's showing us that God loves us. That's what it's about. And if you look very carefully, congregation, look this way, children, the band goes all the way round, doesn't it? All the way round. And the whole world, now I want you to imagine this, the whole world is hugged all the way round by God in love. No one is missed out. You aren't missed out. I'm not missed out. You're surprised at that. You're laughing, aren't you? Yes, I think we are. We're all included, all the grown-ups. And that's wonderful news. God loves us all. But if he loves everybody, he loves the bad people too. And that's a question perhaps for the adults to think about. God loves really bad people. Like Osama bin Laden. He doesn't perhaps love them as they are. He loves them, well, he does, but wants them to change. But he loves everybody, including all the people we hate. Now, there's something to make us think. But the fact he loves everybody is good news. And one thing is missing from this.
Candle.
The candle. So stick it in. There we are. It stands up. And this stands for what? It makes it look a bit like a bomb, doesn't it, at the moment? I might throw it, take the fruits off, and I could do that. But you light blue touch paper and retire. What's this light stand for? Do you know? Yeah? Well, the light for Jesus. Good, well done. Jesus is the light of the world that shines. When we light this, when you have made all your christenings, which you have surreptitiously, some of you now, I notice. Naughty people. I hope you can. Ladies, of course, can multitask. You can do something and listen. Men, I don't know if you can. But yeah, when we light this, we're saying that Jesus is the light of the world. It shines on it. And the light goes on shining in the darkness. Even, he's the light for the world, even when bad things happen. Even when you get terrorists and natural disasters, all the sort of bad things. We believe, and when we light our candles, we're going to say we believe that Jesus is light, God's light, is stronger than all of that. And we're also going to say, as we light a Christingle and take it home, we won't take it home lit, of course, that actually we're going to be agents of his light, ourselves. We've got a beautiful Baptist hymn. You've got to be careful saying this, but we have. Which has the words in it, "The world is bright with the joyous saints who love to do Jesus' will." And if we like this and say, right, we're going to try to be one of God's saints to make the world a beautiful, light place. There's a lot to say, but there are lots of people in this world who do lovely things. And we should rejoice and be glad. And this Christingle gives us all the reasons for doing it. Because God's love and light, like the sun coming out now, right on cue, do change things. And they make it right to be happy this Christmas, even if our lives might not be all we might like them to be. So when we wish each other a happy Christmas, let's think of this Christingle. And children, thank you very much for being here. You're doing a grand job. And I hope you will remember all that too. The seasons and everything else, it's all about God's love and light. And, well, if you've all made your Christingles, I suspect we probably ought to light some of them, did we, Charlie? Yeah, how ought we to light them? Well, with a flame, yes, all right. Shall I light this big one?
Yeah.
Do you want to come and help me? Come on, you come and help me, and we'll see how far we can get with this big Christingle. Got to be careful, haven't we? Always got to be careful. Do you think it's going to light? Now, I think that's quite good, don't you? Careful what you do with it. Do you think that's quite good? Yeah? You think that's quite good? Right. There you are. Now, shall I light yours from this? Is it safe to light? Are you all right? Any grown-ups not happy with? You don't look very happy. I'll light yours. If you don't want me to light yours, hold it right up. Have we done that? There we are. Right. Now, just hold it there, dear. I'm not very good at this. I've not done this before. Yeah, we are. Yeah, can we do that? Whoops, hold it upright then as well. Yeah, would you like... Right, now don't forget to hold it upright. We don't want the... Oh, there we are. That will do. I'm doing a grand job here. Yeah, would you like me to light yours? Oh, you haven't finished it yet, sir. Whoops. My hand's shaking. I wasn't sure that this was going to work. Yes. Hello, how are you? You're eating the sweets, aren't you? You're not supposed to be. They're very tasty. I don't know what they are. Yeah. Right, there we are. How are we doing? It looks lovely, doesn't it? Best of all would be if we could totally black the church out, of course. But unfortunately, the sun's shining, so we can't. If I put that there, that should be... All right. How are we doing? It's very difficult, that. I stuck it in my fingers last year, you know. Yeah. Have we got them all made? Shall we just spend a moment of quiet with our eyes open as we look round at the lights of the Christingle? And then there's a prayer. So let us pray. With the help of the Holy Spirit of God, Take this Christingle as a reminder of the light of Christ in your home. Take the light of Christ within you and seek to share that light in the places where you go. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And we say together, Father of all, may we whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Alleluia. Thanks be to God.